You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've never watched a Rams game in your life before, and you don't know what a fourth down is or how a team scores, you don't have to be an expert for enjoyment to occur. If you need a team to root for, that's what we're here for. It's not a car, it's not a bus. Hop on board, you're safe with us. Welcome to the bandwagon. He's Larry and I'm Kevin. Welcome to the bandwagon. Go Rams, go, now come on in. All aboard.
All Larry. Aboard!
You know, I was just thinking, when we inevitably get t-shirts made because of the huge success of this podcast, yes. It's either going to be hop on board or all aboard. It's going to be something in that realm. It's just, and everyone's going to know instantly what that is in reference to.
Who says there has to be just one t-shirt? You know, we're going to have a whole line of merch. Are you kidding me?
We could have up to seven t-shirts, Larry. We could get crazy with this.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a number. Sure. I like it.
It is. This is the Welcome to the Bandwagon podcast. You found us, if that's what you were looking for. And if it wasn't what you're looking for, we are so sorry.
And you're very bad at searching podcasts. So,
I
would imagine, because we are not an officially NFL sanctioned. Can I even say that? Do you have to bleep that out? Can you bleep that out?
I did bleep it. I did, yeah.
Since we're not officially a professional football sanctioned podcast, I wonder how people are finding us versus what they think we are if they see the name Welcome to the Bandwagon and they're like, you know what? I like wagons. I'm going to listen to that podcast. You know,
maybe we have wagon aficionados. Maybe that is our audience right now.
Well, look, in a world where there are, I believe the last number I saw was a kajillion podcasts.
Yeah.
There's probably got to be some like Old West specialty podcasts.
Covered wagons.
This week we focused on the Wells Fargo wagon. Yes, in 18, blah, blah. Yeah.
You found us. By the way, Larry, I don't know if you know this. We got sent a certificate saying that we were the kajillionth podcast. When we launched, we were exactly the kajillionth. And so we
what
got
did we
the
get for that?
It's a certificate, and we have to buy our own frame for it. We have to share the certificate so we could rip it in half and each frame it separately if we want to. But
well, we could do like a Stanley Cup thing and just, you know, share it. You know, yeah, we could pass it around. 1 week your place, 1 week my place.
I already ripped it in half, so we're going to have to tape it.
You gotta talk to me before you do these things, Kevin.
I act very impulsively sometimes. Yeah, next time
I am the grown up in the room. It's true.
I guess we could call this our pre-week three show. That's a long and complicated title, but week three of us.
Boy, I saw the wheels turning there too. Pre-week three show. All right. Yeah, we're going in, and I tell you what, Kevin, I will tell you that my mood is. This is kind of like the fan who really can move on. The hope springs eternal with me. I have gotten over that really painful loss of week one. Mm-hmm. I have managed to regain my regular heartbeat after the second half of game two. And I have been choosing to focus on the positives, which is we saw so many good things on this past Sunday. And I do believe with an opponent like the Cardinals, I'm not saying that the Cardinals are a cream puff, and we are playing we're playing in their house.
In Arizona,
Sunday.
Yeah.
So, there are some challenges there, and they did pull off a pretty close victory last week, so they've got some momentum going. But I feel very confident about this week. I think they're going to eliminate some of the mistakes and issues and get the game plan in order. And I think this could be a good game, but I'm feeling positive about the Rams again. How about you?
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. I mean, I think it's a little easier to be confident because we've had the last 2-3 seasons of watching this team just really be good. It's hard not to have faith that they're gonna show up and they're gonna be the Rams that we expect. I too kind of am just choosing to not completely ignore, but that second half collapse, it happened, and something like that may happen again. But I feel a certain amount of confidence. And you know, we will have a little guest coming on to talk about this game.
That's right.
Soon. Yes. And one thing that I do want to bring up to him and that I'll mention to you that is very fun to me is that we're the only division right now where all the teams in it are 1-1. So it's like there's this interesting sort of, like, technically if you're looking at the standings, which is very early, so you're not going to draw much from standings anyways, we're on an even playing field right now. So there's certainly no, at least on my part, I'm not counting out the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray's a great quarterback. They're supposed to be a pretty good team this year. But I do have my fingers crossed, as I do pretty much every week, that the Rams that we know show up.
Look, in a world where the Dolphins are in first place in the AFC East and tied with the Bills, which is the team that beat the Rams in week one.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, we're early enough in the season and enough, you know, big teams have had losses that that immediately lets you know, well, this could be one of those slightly more even seasons anyway. I mean, I think I noticed that the NFC North has the exact same thing going on. Every team is 1-1 right
now. Oh, is that right? Oh, I missed that. Okay, so the NFC North, same deal. Yeah. Yeah, I love a season like that. I mean, look, it's fun to see a team dominate, and quite frankly, it's also fun to see a team almost go 0-16, or I guess 0-17 now. But when it gets really jumbled and the standings are kind of all bunched up, I just love that because every game has so much meaning. And and so that's why I see this. Look, yeah, it's early, it's week three, but you know, either the Rams are going to be 2-1 after this weekend or the Cardinals are going to be 2-1, and both will have a little bit of momentum going into that. And
yep.
Yeah, I just hope it's the Rams.
That's what we're counting on. And, you
being
know, we just get that momentum back and I then knock out the rest of the season and just feel pretty confident about being in the mix on when it comes playoff time. So I'm excited. I'm ready. This is an away game, so that's going to be a challenge. First one of the season. So, I think we'll see really what this team is made of to come off a very bad loss, a very, iffy 50-50 kind of game, and then to travel and see if they can get the pieces together on the road, which is very important for a championship caliber team to be able to do. To adjust and win on the road is a big deal.
Totally agree. And you know what? I just had a realization that I realized that there may be people listening who found us because they are covered Wigan aficionados. Here, football is a sport. We need to backtrack. Football is a sport where you take a ball and you throw it downfield, and we represent the... So I just want to make sure everyone's on board since that is...
because we haven't really dug into any covered Wigan trivia. I guess until our guest shows up.
If by now they haven't already figured out that they're not getting their covered wagon content, then there we go.
Hey, Kevin, did you know that it's believed the first covered wagons were built around 1717 in the area surrounding the Conestoga River in Pennsylvania?
I did not know that, and I hope that one of our covered wagon aficionados did. he's sitting there like,
they appreciate.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Larry. We know that. Everybody knows that,
yeah,
Larry.
Yeah, that's the most basic thing. I just want to know, what took so long for someone to go, you know this wagon we're riding around in exposed to the heat and the rain and the dust and the snow? Couldn't we put something over this when we're riding around across, great swaths of land? Is there some way we could put, I don't know, a cloth or something over this? Maybe a shell? I don't know.
Well, when we have our first covered wagon expert on, I'm sure they will answer all of that and more for us.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Well, as I said, we do have a guest coming in, but while we're waiting for this surprise guest, I did prepare something for you, Larry. I did prepare look, we are the Welcome to the Bandwagon podcast, and we focus on the Rams, we focus on football, and so the really important things that we need to deal with, in my opinion, have to do with player animals. Dogs of the players. Because let's face it, who cares who wins this week against the Cardinals? What we want to know is who are these players going home to cuddle with at night in terms of their furry friends? So,
all right. This is so much better and so much, I think, more appreciated than like rate the players' wives, which we are not that kind of podcast.
No, that is not what we're talking about. And we are not even rating these dogs. Here's what we're going to do, Larry.
Oh, okay.
I had a little bit of research that I had to do for this, but I'm going to name three dogs for you, okay? And I'm also going to give you three player options. These dogs belong to a player on the Rams team, and it's your job to assign the dog to the Rams. So I'll list all three dogs, I'll list all three players, and then I'll let you kind of work that out in your brain, all right? Does that sound fair?
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's a lot to keep track of. Probably you a better visual game.
Yeah,
but
it would be. It would be the one where you draw the dog next to, you draw the line down to the player. So I'm going to try and envision that as you bring this to me.
Envision the line. Okay, so we have a blue-nosed pit bull named Bully. Okay, blue-nosed pit bull named Bluey. I'm sorry, Bully. Our guest did just show up, so we'll be able to knock this out, and it'll be perfect timing. Blue-nosed pit bull named Bully. We have a Bernedoodle, which is a Bernese Mountain Dog and a Poodle mix. A Bernedoodle named LG, and we have an Aussie Doodle named Louise, Lolo for short. Aussie Doodle is an Australian Cattle Dog and a Poodle mix. So, again, blue-nosed pit bull named Bully, Bernedoodle named LG, Aussie Doodle named Lolo. And your three player options are Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Jalen Ramsey.
All right. Definitely the Bernedoodle LG.
Okay. You said Aaron Donald is the Bernedoodle.
Yeah. You said Cooper Kupp and who else?
And Jalen Ramsey.
Okay. Cooper Kupp is Lolo, the Aussie Doodle.
Okay, Kupp is Lolo.
Jalen Ramsey, the blue-nosed pit bull.
Well, Larry, I know you are a proud owner of Bixby the dog, so I know there is a lot of dog in your blood, if you will.
Yeah, that's why I had so much confidence in my answers.
I'll give you. You're one for three.
It's a Cooper Kupp I got right. Right.
You got Cooper Kupp right. He has an Aussie Doodle named Lolo.
You got to flip the other. Of course, Aaron Donald has a pit bull named
Bully, a blue-nosed pit bull. Him and his family.
He is a blue-nosed pit bull, man.
And Jalen Ramsey has the Bernedoodle named LG. I have no idea what LG stands for in this instance. He tweeted out this picture of the dog last year after a haircut, and he said, "Y'all pray for my dog. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He just ugly because he got a bad haircut." And he ended it with, I still love him though. But so you can see how much Jalen Ramsey loves his dog. So very exciting, Larry. Good job on your dog knowledge. I'm ready to introduce our guest here. We'll bring him on now. This is Tyler Vasquez, and he is, I believe, co-host, one of two hosts, and he can clarify that for me, of the Arizona Cardinals podcast called Kickoff in the Valley, which is an Odyssey podcast, our sister podcast. So, Tyler, hello, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Kevin, Larry, how's it going? Yeah, no, I'm one of the two co-hosts on Kickoff in the Valley. I'm also the co-founder of Bird Gang Travel Club, which is basically our fan group that will travel to away games. Last year we went to the playoff game in LA, and I actually was removed from said game in the playoffs. Much like the Cardinals were removed from that game pretty early. So, there you go.
Tyler, that is a badge of honor.
Can you tell us the story? I mean, was there a reason?
Yeah. So basically, we were in the front row in the end zone. And you know how you guys have those suites down on the field level of very wealthy individuals from the greater Los Angeles area. Yes. And there were some older gentlemen hanging out with some really younger looking females in jerseys and nothing underneath, it looked like.
Oh my gosh.
Turned out they were OnlyFans models. And one of the girls did not stand during the national anthem. And one of the Cardinal fans that were kind of standing next to us, they were a couple seats over. He was a Marine. He didn't take too kindly to that. So he was chirping at them pretty much the beginning of the game. Security came over, kind of warned him. And then once the blowout started to happen, you know, early in the first quarter and then progressed throughout the game, after halftime, I think he just took it as opportunity to start up again and start chirping at the girls. Wow. And the rich dudes that paid for the escorts, I mean, only fan models, I mean, girls, they were standing facing us and not, their back was to the field and they were kind of chirping back at us. And I just simply started saying to security, like, why are they allowed to do that? Well, they also spent probably $30,000 for a suite and our local and home team fans. So once the game got really ugly, someone from the NFL just came over and was like, let's just get rid of everyone in a Cardinals jersey that's standing there. So we all just kind of got kicked out. But we actually didn't really know the guy that was sitting next to us. So it was kind of funny. It made for great content for me. I was able to put it on social media and really run with it, but
you just, and great content for us. Thank you for that story.
There you go. I didn't even remember that story. So I look forward to telling that again on my podcast tomorrow.
There you go.
I do want to say that should not be an indication of what most LA fans are like. The reason being, Tyler, most LA fans aren't showing up to the stadium these days.
There you go.
Yeah. So you experienced the worst of the worst, and we apologize for that. So
I'll also say that appreciate the story because we are a podcast that really loves sharing the fan experience. So for you to explain, oh my gosh, Tyler, you didn't just get kicked out by SoFi. You got kicked out by the NFL. Like I would be tweeting about that every single day. So that is
badge of honor.
I don't really want to bring attention to it because it's a new season and I may have to go back to SoFi for a playoff game. So I don't want to bring a lot of attention to that. They didn't give us they didn't ban us from the stadium. So that's the one ray of sunshine.
Right.
So.
But you are on a watch list. That's clear. All right.
Yeah, 100%.
So Tyler, as a host of both a sister and rival podcast, at least for this weekend, give us a little history on your affection and your, I assume you are a fan of the Arizona Cardinals, and how long has that been going on and when did that start?
Oh, I was a Cardinal fan out the womb. So, my dad was a big Cardinal fan. I remember many days of him yelling at the TV screen, a lot of obscenities. And so, that was kind of my childhood. Most children would be traumatized by the Cardinals' poor performance and their parent, yelling at them, but ultimately I stuck around with the team and, you know, I've been to some great games over the years. I got to go to the NFC Championship game here in Arizona back in 08 it would have been 08. Mm-hmm. And I got some great experience with the Cardinals. So through and through, I started a Cardinals travel group. We go to away games. We're taking fans to Mexico City this year to see them play the Niners. Amazing. So, yeah, we're a little diehard. I'm at Westgate right now, which is our entertainment district next to the stadium. Unlike your guys' stadium, where there's no entertainment district anywhere to be found around the stadium. But
Not yet. Someday.
Yeah, it was really hard to find a tailgate. We actually threw a tailgate at the casino next door, which was kind of fun. But this is our big entertainment district. We actually have a meeting for our tailgate, like, right now. So, so that's what I'm doing today. I'm getting ready for Sunday.
Yeah, and we know that your time is limited because you're getting prepared for that, and we appreciate you coming on. You know, what do we have to expect for this Sunday? You know, Larry and I were talking before you came on about dogs, but before that, we were talking about how all four teams in the NFC West are 1-1. It's an even playing field. I'm sure you know the Rams are a great team, but you know, we don't have any reason to think it's a slam dunk against the Arizona Cardinals by any means. So what can we look forward to seeing out of your team over there?
Yeah, you know, the Cardinals, they really took an interest on beefing up the offense, right? We've spent the least amount of money on defense. So when you look at what we've done in the offseason and over the last couple of seasons in general, you've seen that, you know, offensive line especially, this is probably the best offensive line the Cardinals have had ever. And ultimately, they did that for one reason. And his name's he's a dog. His name's Aaron Donald. And that's one of the reasons the Cardinals did that. And so ultimately, you know, the Cardinals are looking to protect Kyler Murray. They're looking to win games by the offense, not by the defense. You know, our defense did come up big in the second half the other day in Vegas. But ultimately, I don't know if that's sustainable year round, especially when the Rams roll into town with Cooper Kupp, who's on a tear. So, you know, the one nice thing is it seems like Allen Robinson hasn't necessarily fit into the Rams offense yet. There's still some growing pains there. You know, there was a little bit of turnover. No more OBJ. There's you guys sent Robert Woods to Tennessee. So ultimately, that's, I think, what the Cardinals and us as fans are really hoping for. We're hoping for that offense stumbles a little bit. And hopefully Byron Murphy, who really was the star of the show on Sunday, he for the most part by himself held Davante Adams to 12 yards on Sunday, which that doesn't happen. So we're hoping that he can contain Cooper Kupp. And hopefully that doesn't lead to Robert Woods getting started or a big day from Higbee. Historically, mm-hmm. we have a tough time with the tight end. Praying that like an Isaiah Simmons can step up, cover the tight end. That's why we drafted him. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the one that forced the fumble the other day in overtime to help us get the Byron Murphy scoop for the win. So both those guys stepped up big on Sunday. We're hoping for that to replicate again this Sunday. And then hopefully our offense, we can see the offense of the last quarter and a half in overtime, not from the first six quarters and a half of the season. So,
wow, it sounds a little bit like us, except we're looking at last week's first half offense as opposed to the second half offense.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, look, this early in the season, both teams are kind of finding their footing with some new personnel. And, you know, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what shakes out this weekend. But
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. So there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know, this really is a fan point of view podcast, Tyler. So we can talk about all the stats and the players and all the possibilities. But the thing I think I'm most interested in is how freaking hot is it going to be at State Farm Stadium this Sunday at 1:35 p.m.?
Yeah, inside's going to be great. The tailgating is going to be a little warm. I'll tell you that right now. Probably just over 100 degrees. Last week it was great. The week one against Kansas City was even better. So, you know, you guys are coming into town for a little bit warmer of a day. So, yeah, I mean, anyone traveling for the game, I'll tell you, you're probably going to want to find a bar at Westgate and not necessarily a tailgating lawn.
Good tip.
Yeah, right. Excellent tip. Well, Tyler, we appreciate your time. And I am hoping that when the Cardinals come to town, you come to visit, maybe you and I can go to the game together and get kicked out together this time.
I feel like if I was sitting by someone with a Rams t-shirt, I would not have gotten kicked out. But
yeah, I could be your savior. I could protect you from getting kicked out.
And the irony here is that Kevin actually is also an OnlyFans model. So
yes, yeah, exactly. I was actually in the booth. I don't know if I was the one with the mustache, but it's okay if you don't remember. I understand. There was, you know, probably distracted. But
that makes a lot of sense. I don't doubt that one bit. You know, the one thing we do like about the Rams is, you know, your fan base has some great traveling groups as well. You know what I mean? We think we travel really well, but the Los Rancheros, they're a great group of people. Awesome. What's the other one? The Rams World Order, the RWO. So you got a great group of fans. You know, it's never really been a problem. It wasn't like those fans in Oakland, now in Vegas. So we're hoping for everyone to have a good time on Sunday. And next time we go there, it should be good, too. The fans were great when we went over there. It wasn't really an issue with the fans other than the rich guys that clearly are only fans for big games and not weekly. So
only fans. This
little group right here, this is what I like, because we love our teams. We appreciate our teams. And we also love to see other teams have that same kind of, you know, demeanor. And, you know, look, I want to beat the Cardinals this weekend, but I'm really excited just to see a great game. And it's really cool to talk to you, Tyler. So there's every possibility we'll have the chance to get together again. And everybody who might have an interest in, you know, if you happen to be also a St. Louis Cardinals, a St. Louis Cardinals. Wow, look what I did.
too many Rams, St. Louis Cardinal things going on here.
Yeah, well, there's all this connection. I mean, honestly, this Rams-Cardinals rivalry goes back to like the 30s when the Rams were in Cleveland and the Cardinals were in Chicago. I mean, this is... And it's really been a resurgence over the last couple of years. But, you know, we're all about the love here in California, Tyler. So we're wishing you the best. And we really appreciate you coming on the podcast today.
Man. Yeah.
The real question is going to be, who does Kurt Warner pick in his pregame pick? You know, I feel like he tends to side with you guys a lot more than he does us. So we'll see what that pick is. But, yeah, looking forward to a good game, guys, Sunday.
Yeah, excellent. Same here. Kickoff in the Valley podcast is where you can hear Tyler Vasquez. He's part of the Bird Gang Travel team group.
Club, same thing. We're there.
Club, group, gang, whatever. Tyler, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks, bud.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Awesome. Well, that was awesome. Cool. And what a good dude. I was, you know, you just never know. You expect, you know, maybe somebody's going to come on and just like be really challenging. And he had a story there where he could have lumped us in with a whole bunch of snooty L.A. douchebags. And he did not do that.
He might have thought we were rich. He might have thought we were rich for a second and could afford to get OnlyFans fans to come to a suite.
Some people might think everybody out here is rich. And the fact is, two things. It's very expensive to live in Southern California. And Kevin and I are in frickin' radio. So do the math, people. Do the math.
Larry, are you getting paid for this? Because I don't think I've got a paycheck.
I haven't seen a cent yet. I am rich with the knowledge of knowing that twice a week I get to hang with you, even for a little while, and talk Rams football, which we will do again with a new episode, a post-game analysis, such as it usually is, because invariably what we end up doing is ignoring most of the game talk and talk about very silly things, as well as some random quiz that Kevin... Now, this is basically your brand, Kevin.
I know. Is
coming up with a random quiz to make me look like a fool, and I'm all in. I'm all in.
Yeah,
I'm there for it.
I realize I've set myself up for a lot of work. I'm like, oh man, I got to come up with another quiz. But I honestly have a blast doing it, and especially just the tears running down your face every time you lose it's all the satisfaction I need, really, Larry.
Clearly, there's so much material available for you, so keep them coming. So we'll be back at it again. Look for a new episode to drop on Monday, post game analysis, and always, you know, we like to implore you, you know, subscribe if you're enjoying this. Let us hear from you on our socials. I'm at the Larry Morgan on Instagram.
I am at Kevin with the mustache. We appreciate you joining. You can get back to tuning up your covered wagons, and we'll catch you again on Monday.
Welcome to the bandwagon. He's Larry and I'm Kevin. Welcome to the bandwagon. Go Rams, go, now come on in.
playoff time in the NBA and NHL, baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.